Welcome back and happy Tuesday. This week is going to look a little bit different than the weeks you've seen in the past. I'm actually coming to you just by myself. There's no guest. And I want to talk to you about virtual conferences. Side note, this is actually being recorded late on Monday night. My day's crazy tomorrow, so that's why there's weird shadows all over my face. I cannot figure out how to get rid of them, so sorry in advance for that. But yeah, virtual conferences. We are about to round out the end of 2020, and I know we are all so exhausted. We have virtual conference fatigue. It gives so many opportunities for people who maybe didn't want to do events before to do these virtual events, so there's just so many coming at you. But I certainly know I've been attending them. I've been speaking at a lot of them. And I just wanted to come to you and talk to you a little bit about the missed opportunity with virtual events. And this dawned on me after a few times where I was attending a few of them as just an observer because I thought the content looked really interesting. And I attended them live. And it was really cool because one last week I was talking to this gentleman who ran a challenger bank, a neobank that was spun off of a big bank in Italy, was talking about this new bank for the next generation. And there was about five or six of us who were just shooting him off questions for like 15 minutes straight. And he was answering all of them. And I just sat there and thought how many conversations I've had over the years with fintech startups and startups in general, how many conversations I've even had with banks looking to try to find that right fintech company, and they have a handful of questions. Instead of setting up a whole call and spending all this time, you could be sitting here getting a ton of interesting content and ask that direct question at that exact time. I especially think for the startups in the room, it is so hard to get to these key executives in regular life and to get that right call, but you have this opportunity, you know where they're going to be, you know that they're going to be dedicated for that period of time. You can ask them a question directly. It sounds so simple, but people are not taking advantage of it. I have been on many, many different virtual conferences where I was one of maybe four or five people even watching. So I just feel like, why are we not taking advantage of this great opportunity that we have in front of us? There are so many incredible things that are happening, and this is supposed to be about virtual conferences, but it's also about like sales and BD. I really hope for Tech Tuesday to be a resource for you to think about things differently, to view the world in new ways. And so many reasons why people are successful in life. And part of it is that network. You can have that network online now. Think about connecting with people differently. Go watch that speaker that you're really interested in. You have a ton of executives in the room at the same time. Virtually, ask them those questions, follow up with them on LinkedIn. I would be optimistic of what you will find. So that's all. I will come to you with a few more things before the end of the year. I think we have some great, great content. But outside of that, stay safe, stay warm. Here in New York, it's quite cold right now. Have a lovely rest of your day, and we will see you next week.